Chicago. This is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J-Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's home for sports, David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Woo. Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo. Bring them out, 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 bring them out,
bring them out. Welcome in to the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. We got Shay, we got Charlie, we got you for a three-hour ride here on this Hoodwink Tuesday with open phone lines for you. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. Good morning, Twitch. Twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. As always, we appreciate you keeping the conversation going. That's where you can watch our show. We will hear from Albert Breer coming up at 8:35. We got No Shot coming up an hour from now. But, Cap, you know, everyone continues to talk about the Bears, even though the Bears are free-falling, even though Justin Fields got a chance to play this past Sunday against the Packers. We didn't get this to this yesterday, but I want to ask you about it this morning regarding Rick Morrissey's column in the Sun-Times. I know you read it, and I read it, too. But, again, we were so into taking calls and hearing from the coaches, we didn't get a chance to get to this. But Morrissey said in the fourth quarter, talking about Justin Fields, he threw a combined 3 touchdowns and 6 interceptions so far in the fourth quarter. Again, 3 touchdowns and 6 interceptions. And he talked about process. He says, sports teams have conditioned us to be mindful that everything's a process. We get it. Fields is learning on the job, but a process implies a payoff, with the currency being late-game heroics. Or am I missing something here? You read that. What was your reaction to it? Because, yeah, we hear the process. We heard this a lot with the 76ers, with them losing a lot on purpose. And he's looking for a payoff, but if Morrissey's looking for a payoff with a 3-10 ball club, he's never going to get it.
Yeah, and I understand everyone wants to see the payoff. They want to see us rally, go down the field like Tom Brady did last night.
Mm-hmm.
It's a process. It's a process. It's a process. It's a process. We need more talent. We need Justin to get more experience. I thought Tommy put it beautifully yesterday on Waddle and Sylvie. He texted us in the morning, mm-hmm. and then he was able to, you know, expand on his thoughts that when he threw the interception to Equanimeous St. Brown, perhaps that was Equanimeous St. Brown's problem. He should have done a better job at least knocking the ball down because he didn't wall off Jair Alexander. Justin also needs to learn. That's an all-pro or a Pro Bowl corner over there on my number 5 receiver. Mm-hmm. Maybe I stare that guy, and then I go somewhere else at the last second. Kind of bait him. It's a process. I understand people's frustration. I understand Justin in Dallas calling in, and we're 3-10. What did you expect? There has to be a sliver of honesty within yourself as a sports fan. When you're paying over $90 million in dead cap charges, which means you're spending more than a third of your roster to play for someone else.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
You know what I mean?
Oh, no, I totally understand. But from Morrissey's standpoint and some of our callers, mm-hmm. Morrissey echoes maybe, I would say, a fourth of the calls that we get every day, mm-hmm. saying that the next step in the process is a quarterback leading victories. The inability to close out games isn't just him, of course. The entire team needs to view the fourth quarter as an opportunity to knock off early, meaning that, hey, you know what? You have an opportunity to win ball games. You got to be able to do that. Now, here's the thing. Yeah, we talk about how both things can be true. Yes, it is a process, and I wasn't expecting a lot this year as far as this team being a playoff team. But at the same time, you're seeing the results, Cap. You're seeing the results, and the results are not favorable. You think that at one point, one of these games, the Bears would be able to get the job done, win games in the fourth quarter, and close out with a victory. I mean, even bad teams find a way to win, except the Texans. Bad teams find a way to win, but he's talking about just being able to see it for the good of Fields, for the good of the ball club. the feeling that when you go in that locker room after the fourth quarter, when the game is over, that you have an opportunity to win a game. Again, I understand that the draft is the number one thing, I think, for a lot of people to understand, hey, how does this team get better, get the best of the best in the draft? At the same time, though, he's talking about the process being able to manifest itself at some point to winning.
Correct.
This
now,
year.
Now, I was talking with Charlie. Was I talking with you about it this morning? It was either Charlie or Shay. It's only two people I've talked to this morning other than you. The interesting thing is, I think when Justin drops back and JT O'Sullivan, Charlie was talking about the quarterback school where he breaks down quarterbacks, and he's a big Justin guy. And to what you're talking about, he talks about Justin stepping back and not trusting, I don't trust those receivers. He can see it because he was an NFL quarterback, JT. So that's part of the process, too, that I don't think Rick is taking into account. Oh, Darnell Mooney's not there. And Pringle, Equinemius, N'Keal Harry, all of them are, you know, reclamation projects. And so that combined with, am I going to get hit? Combined with, my left shoulder is actually hurting me. Added all up makes it very tough. So it's part of, Rick wants to see it, I want to see it, you want to see it. Everyone wants to see it.
Sure.
It's
yeah, Cap, what he says exactly, he says, now maybe we understand why we don't see a lot of anticipation throws from Justin Fields. IMO, and only the peeps in the Bears building know for sure, but to me, this is on the wide receiver.
There you go.
Yeah, the inferior wide receiver that the Bears, wide receivers they have on this
depth
chart.
And he doesn't trust them.
Yeah. I mean, he tried to get in at the St. Brown. There was interception. But it's what I expected, though, Cap, when it comes to the talent or lack thereof on this football team. These guys, you take a look up and down the roster of wide receivers on this Bears team, those guys would not be starting. I mean, Darnell Mooney, of course, would start on a good team. And then, like, Komet has really come into his own as a tight end. But these other guys, special teamers, guys that are barely hanging on. St. Brown being an impact player for a good team, it wouldn't happen.
Would not. Why do you think Green Bay let him leave?
Pettis, all these.
Why do you think the Chiefs let Pringle walk when they got rid of Tyreek Hill? No, we're good. He can go to Chicago.
But I know that for the average Bears fan, Cap, I don't think that's frustrating. It's like, why aren't you all in this year? Why shouldn't you try to win every year? Because of the previous regime. They're just cleaning up the mess from the previous regime. Now, at some point, we'll stop blaming Pace and Nagy after this season. They're just part of Bears lore that is just in the past.
Correct. But we also saw Pace try to be, quote unquote, all in. $70 million for Robert Quinn. Two first-round picks for Khalil Mack. Just, he made a lot of moves. Trade up for Mitch. Trade up for David Montgomery. Trade up for Leonard Floyd. Like, he would identify something. That guy, I got to have that guy.
Yeah.
No, you really don't.
At some point, we have to just turn the page on that.
Agreed.
After this year.
Agreed.
Like, it's now, because then we start giving polls a pass. Like, well, you know, it took him 3-4 years. No. In the NFL, you can find a way to turn it around. Ask the Cincinnati Bengals. You can find a way to be able to get closer to your goal.
Correct. But if they weren't an awful football team, they don't get the number one pick and get Joe Burrow. Mm-hmm. Or a bad football team get the number five pick and get Ja'Marr Chase. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's part of the process. You don't wake up every single year and go, all in, let's go. Mm-hmm. It's just that's one in a million.
I just think it's fascinating that at every turn, Cap, you go over and look on your television or look on your phone, and people are just excited about what the future brings. It just shows you that's what sports is about. It's about not necessarily about what's now, but what's next. Everyone's wondering about Wembanyama, right? He's not even in the league yet. Like, wow, look at that guy. He's 7'3", can put on the floor.
Yeah, the NBA, he's a young player for people that know. Victor Wembanyama.
Yeah. When I see him, they're like, oh, man, I can't wait. What about what you have here? No, I can't wait to see what that guy's going to do.
Correct.
Because people are looking forward to seeing what's next.
Like, it's December 6th.
Mm-hmm.
I got multiple texts yesterday from buddies of mine who couldn't wait. They love the NBA. It's their favorite thing.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't wait for the Bulls season. Can we trade all these guys in tank for Wembanyama? It's December 6th.
I know.
That may happen.
I know.
Relax.
I know. And this is when you're in that bubble. When you look at the league, there's there's seven or eight teams that are in the same position the Bulls from a one-loss record standpoint. They're not ready to tank.
Right.
So it's just funny how that works. I talked to a GM about that yesterday. He's like, yeah, you probably should just hold firm. There's a number of teams that could go backwards and try to tank, but they're not going to. You play out because it's a process. I understand the term, but I know it can be maddening for the average fan, Cap, the process. Mm-hmm. You know how the sports fan are, how we are very, you know, impatient. Microwave society, who mm-hmm. we used to call it back in the day. I want to see it right now. Mm-hmm. And I think ESPN wants to see it right now. They want to see Justin Fields be on the same level as Jalen Hurts, the same level as Joe Burrow, the upper crust of young quarterbacks in this league.
But 2 years ago, go back and look at Jalen Hurts' numbers.
Mm-hmm.
People are like, I don't know. I don't think he's the answer in Philadelphia. All of a sudden, Devontae Smith lands there. Oh, A.J. Brown lands. Oh, Miles Sanders lands there. The offensive line is outstanding. You're like, wow, they look really good. And Jalen Hurts is taking a step forward. Yeah, because it's a process. It's a process.
Do you think that Morrissey was over the top? You read it. I mean, I think that his thoughts were fair, but he has to understand that this year was not going to be the year anyway. But he's saying that even in a losing season, you should see a win or two of the Bears being close enough to be able to stay in the game and win it.
And where he's wrong is you did see a win.
Mm-hmm.
If the season ends Sunday,
mm-hmm.
I know it doesn't, but if it did.
You wish it did.
Yes. although I still love watching the game. If the season the season ended 2 days ago.
Wait a minute.
All right, we're done. 3-14, over.
Wait a minute, Cap.
We had a massive win, and that's what Rick fails to see.
Have you had enough? I think you've had enough of this, because you know what the end result is.
It's still fun watching them play.
I understand, but you're at the edge of your seat on TV, though. You liked being able to chop it up with the guys talking about the Bears.
I do.
Even though you know what the end result is going to be.
I do.
Every game, you know it's going to be. I mean, the Bears are going to lose against the bye Sunday.
Correct. They're an 8-point underdog.
Shay, do you have something on the bye? I think the Bears are going to lose against the bye Sunday.
But I'm thinking the under is probably good.
Under?
But, yeah. But we had a massive win because if the season ended 2 days ago,
mm-hmm.
what Rick fails to acknowledge in his column, and I love Rick.
Yeah.
We have a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
We know we have a quarterback.
Yeah.
And I was talking to my friend Kevin Starr. You know Kevin.
Yep.
Kevin yesterday calls me and says, if they truly want, and he's a diehard Bear fan.
Mm-hmm.
If they truly want to win the Super Bowl, they trade Justin Fields this spring.
Stop.
I said, excuse me?
Stop.
I said, we've been in the wilderness for how many decades? Seven?
Mm-hmm.
Since Sid Luckman? They trade him for a Herschel Walker-type haul, then draft another quarterback. I said, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Look, I just won the lottery. Oh, what do you think I should do with this? I should throw it in the garbage.
Try again. Right.
But you won $1 million. I just throw it in the garbage. Why would you do that?
Correct.
You've been waiting all this time.
Correct.
Going to the convenience store time and time again, going to the gas station, getting those scratch-off tickets, and finally you got four cherries, you win $1 million.
Remember when Bill Polian told us?
Yeah.
If he, in his heyday, in the stud years of Peyton Manning's career, if someone had called him and said, trade me Peyton Manning, I'll give you 10 number one picks, he said, no thank you. That's how important a franchise quarterback is to everybody in the building and what you do.
Crazy.
To your city.
I'm not throwing away a scratch-off ticket in which I win $1 million. It's like, I know I've been waiting for this for a long time, but I don't need it. No, you need it badly.
No, I'll give you these two scratch-offs, and they might be worth $2 million. No, you know what? I'm good.
Jeez.
I got my guy.
So here's a question. Shay, let's open the phone lines. 312-332-ESPN. 332-3776 is our phone number. For you, the Bears fan, are the fourth quarter struggles hurting your ability to go all in on Justin Fields? Now, you heard, again, we quoted a little bit from the Morrissey piece from the Sun-Times about the process, and he wants to see the process manifest into a win at some point. So are the fourth quarter struggles hurting your ability to go all in on Justin Fields? If you're not all in, what's holding you back? Because I know some of you also are not sure, just as Cap just laid out. you know, our buddy Starr, a couple of other people are just like, I'm not sure if Justin's a guy. Let's switch up and try to find a veteran quarterback. So we want to get your reaction and get your opinion on that this morning. We'll open the phone lines. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Your thoughts on the Bears next on Chicago's Home for Sports.
Cap and Jay Hood. Mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
It's the Cap'n Jay Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood with you, are the fourth quarter struggles hurting your ability to go all in on Justin Fields? If not, what's holding you back? Let's get your thoughts in here. 312-332-3776. You know it's a Hoodwink Tuesday as well.
It is, and I love playing Hoodwinked with you. We have two truths and a lie. We'll see if we can give somebody dinner at Lou Malnati's.
All right, let's go to the phone lines to talk to you. I heard that's almost automatic some days here on Hoodwinked.
I happen to know the person giving the gift cards.
Sleeping with her?
Yes.
Okay. I let Mindy know.
Let her know.
Let's go to the phone lines to talk to you about Justin Fields and the Bears. Aurora, Colorado, listening to us on the ESPN Chicago app. Here's Ken on ESPN 1000 with Cap and Jay Hood. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know what? No, actually, I feel really good with his fourth quarter struggles, and hear me out. He's learning. He's got nothing around him, and he's learning who to throw to, who not to throw to, when to run, when not to run. That's what I'm seeing.
Ken, what's going on back there? Are you in the kitchen?
What do you got going?
You in the kitchen?
It sounds like it. No, I'm working right now.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's
a lumberyard.
Exactly. The post office.
Okay.
I'd rather be at the lumber yard.
Especially this time of year. I understand.
Love it.
But tell us more about the Bears' future. What were you saying?
I think he's learning a lot from his struggles. Of course, we need a better team around him. But I think that he's learning a lot, he's seeing a lot more of the field, letting him play a little more. Those play calls were horrible on Sunday. I don't know what they were doing. What were some of those calls?
Because they did not trust Justin's shoulder to have him out on the edge or have him running. They did not.
That was crazy. I mean, I'm watching this, and I'm like, what are they doing? Especially like Sylvie was saying, the Wildcat offense, and you know, when they were first in goal. I'm watching this, and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
Well, how about this? And, Ken, we appreciate the phone call. Cap, the team that gives you more trick plays and more wildcat plays aren't a good team. How about that?
That's true.
When you have to put out the trick plays, that means you're not a good football team. And, by the way, I didn't realize that under Nagy in year one. But I was like, we were just like, oh, Santa Slay, this is fun. This is innovative.
Cool. Right.
Yeah, you're not actually.
Because we've never seen it.
Because you're not very good.
And I was told by somebody yesterday that the people up there said second half were putting the lockdown on Justin running. Shoulder was sore.
Those plays that we saw, those Wildcats, the direct snap to Montgomery, I was like, okay. You can't line up and just play like a man. What are we doing here? You got to do sleight of hand to try to move the ball. Okay. And you're just not a good football
team. You heard what Alex Brown said to us yesterday? He would not play Justin Fields the rest of the year. Done. He wouldn't have played him against Green Bay either. But he said, I would absolutely shut him down.
And you disagree with that?
No, because I've been the guy saying, give him two tickets to Mexico with his girlfriend and tell him, I'll see you in the spring for just get your shoulder right. If the doctors clear a football player, he is 100% to go. I'm not saying anybody's body feels 100% at this point. He's good to play. There's no greater risk at exacerbating that injury. You can get hurt on every play. If the doctors clear him, he's a football player. He plays.
No, but Lance and Alex are going back and forth where, you know, Lance Briggs is telling you, like, oh, you know, we got the best doctors. We got Chicago's best doctors.
Right.
So they know exactly what's going on. I don't know why he kept making that point. And I understand his point, But at the same time, though, what's ethical? What's right for the young man? You're not going anywhere. We know what your goal is. Don't you think that decreases your goal? Every time that Justin's out there, there's going to be an opportunity for you to win that ball game. Is that where you want to go? Do you really? Are you out there to win, or are you out there to try to get a better draft pick?
Well, at this point, now that the Packer game's behind us and all the meatball takes I had and everybody else, 3-14. Do not find a way to win. If they win a game that they shouldn't win and it costs them the ability to get the right guy or trade down and get a satchel of picks, shame on them.
Jersey is in Crown Point on ESPN 1000 with Cap and Jay Hood. Good morning, Jersey.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're well, thank you.
Good. So I'm not feeling bad about Justin Fields. The big thing is what playmakers does he have to go out and make big plays in the fourth quarter? And you know, one thing is it also took Luke Getsy half a year to get him to design runs to shape the offense into the player that Justin Fields is. I think he is learning. After the Atlanta game, he went to the defense and apologized. For me, I don't know why he apologized, but he went and apologized. So I think that's showing his maturity.
Leadership.
We have $100 million in cap space this next season. We go out, we get some playmakers. He's in, you know, he's not in his young years anymore after this year. I'm still good on Justin Fields.
All right, my friend. We appreciate the phone call. Thank you. We go to Justin in Dallas, Texas, listening on the ESPN Chicago app. Good morning, Justin.
Our guy. What's up, Justin?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I hope all is well. I just wanted to weigh in. You know what? I am all in on Fields. I just wish that in the fourth quarter, whatever he could do something or we just one play to take us over the top so we can actually get the win. I know it's growing pains. I'm not oblivious to it. I know it's growing pains. I know everybody's shooting for next year, and I'm looking forward to it too. I just, you know, just me being down here in Dallas, I have to deal with the Cowboys. The Cowboys are actually looking good.
Mm-hmm.
You see what the Mavericks are doing.
Mm-hmm.
Even the Rangers are looking good by them getting Jacob DeGrom, and the Dallas Stars aren't even bad. So I'm just like, I got to hear all of these fans, and I'm just like, just one. You know, I just want our teams, you know, to start being relevant again. I mean, because to be quite honest, aside from the Bears, I feel like all the other teams are becoming irrelevant. You know, what's going on with the Bulls and the White Sox aren't doing nothing. We're pinning our hopes on the Cubs. And I did have one other question, Cap and Hoodie. As far as the Bulls go, what do you think is going to take how the season will transpire for them to actually consider maybe trading DeRozan or Vucevic? I don't want that to happen, but do you think it's just going to take a major spiral for them to feel like, okay, well, we have to do something. We got to shake it up a little bit.
Let's
y'all taking the call. Go ahead.
Thanks, bud.
Okay, let's address that. Well, okay, so I was telling Cap, I said in this, what we used to call circus trip, it's just a West Coast trip now, because I don't know what's playing at the United Center.
I don't think there's a lot there, because the Hawks were home last week.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just a West Coast road trip.
Correct.
I said it's going to be very difficult.
The circus went out of business.
Yes, so I know it's going to be difficult. I told Cap, I said, watch that Sacramento team now. Be careful. Because they get up and down the floor. Mike Brown's got those guys cooking. That ball's hopping. And they lost to Sacramento. So that didn't surprise me on Sunday after the Bears game. So what I would tell you is that 9-14 doesn't mean that the season's over. But I would say that LaVine and DeRozan and Vucevic need to figure out their roles. Now, I like that Donovan made the switch and said, okay, we're going to change the lineup a little bit and put Caruso in the lineup and then put in that Javonte Green.
Correct.
I think that you need to have some effort there to start off games. I think they did a nice job.
Yeah, I don't know if it's effort limited as much as energy.
Effort, energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I feel like Io plays hard. He gives effort. Patrick Williams gives effort.
He got benched against Golden State, and rightfully so.
Rightfully so. Energy. There are times he looks
Yep.
I don't know if lethargic is the word. He doesn't seem like he's... He plays with some trepidation. Like, I don't know, should I take that? Well, it's too late now. Defender's already at you.
I know he's a young player, Cap, but when someone asks you, were you surprised that you were benched against Golden State? He goes, no, I wasn't surprised.
Because he knows he's not playing well.
But damn it, man. No, I should be out there, and I'm going to do better. No, I don't want to be benched. I don't want to come off the bench. I wasn't surprised. Really? well, everyone should be surprised that you're not in the starting lineup and actually doing more. I was not happy with that. And they were close in the Golden State game on Friday. They cut it to about four in that game. They were down 19, cut it to four.
Correct.
But again, talent prevailed. And Draymond Green knocked down that three to really ice the game for them.
I couldn't believe it. He hit two threes in the game. Yeah. I couldn't believe it.
He's one of the best role players in the history of the game. He does so many different things on the floor.
He does.
Calls out the defense on the make or miss. He can be able to start the break if you want on a fast break. He can be able to crash the boards. He does every little thing.
Yeah, I wish, again, that's the guy Tibbs wanted. But if he was available, I would love to have a guy like that because he gives you energy and edge. He has edge. That's what they need.
Things will turn around because the Bulls will play the Wizards tomorrow. But, I mean, it was going to be tough on this road trip anyway, losing a lot here. And, again, it's a team that needs to come together for this to work. Coming up, Hoodwinked, an opportunity for you to win a Lou Malnati's gift card. That's coming up. It's the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and J-Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000. All right, Cap and J-Hood listeners, who's ready for a story? Sit back and relax as Jonathan Hood regales you with tales of frivolity. Did it really happen?
We have been hoodwinked.
Who knows?
Bamboozled, led astray.
Who cares? Be prepared to be
run amok and flat out deceived.
Hoodwinked.
We don't get fooled again.
It's the Captain J-Hood Morning Show. Lock in with us every morning from 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000. We're streaming on the ESPN Chicago app, that same ESPN Chicago app in which you can find the hockey show. Need your Blackhawks fix? Find out from Pat Boyle, the best hair in TV and radio. And Barstool Chief.
Yep.
That's available now on the ESPN Chicago app.
Pat's hair is literally ridiculous.
Oh, it's great.
It's never out of place.
Nope. It's perfect.
Barely has any gray.
Yep.
And it is not one. I've known the guy 15 years. I've been working with him.
Mm-hmm.
Not one less hair on the head.
The piercing blue eyes of a Siberian husky.
I have a Siberian husky. That's it.
So check out the hockey show. You need your Blackhawks fix, they got it for you on the ESPN Chicago app. Time to play Hoodwinked, an opportunity if you win Lou Malnati's. And we've got our contestant, Jim, is calling from University Park at UIC. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Hoodie, what's happening, man?
Go Flames! What's up, Jim?
Yes, sir.
What's up, kid?
How you doing, Capper?
Ready to roll, man. Let's see if we can get
Let's get some food.
All right,
Let's
Jim.
Let's get my favorite pizza going, my favorite slice of pie.
Oh, there's no question about it. I mean, tell people about Lou Malnati's if they're not familiar, Cap. I mean, it's right off. I mean, you talk about top shelf.
Top shelf.
Yeah.
Top shelf. 100%.
Capper.
Yes.
I used to go to the Taste of Chicago and just park myself in front of the Lou Malnati's and then move the whole day.
There you go. My wife runs that stand at the Taste of Chicago or at Lollapalooza, so I'll make sure she hooks you up with an extra slice or two next time.
Love it, buddy. Love it.
All right, Jim. I'm going to give you two truths and a lie. You got to find out where I'm hoodwinking you in these three stories. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here's three stories. The last 72 hours, I went to a place in Des Moines, Iowa called the Come and Go. I got a traffic ticket driving, or I fell to the ground in front of work. Two truths and a lie. Again, went to a place in Des Moines called the Come and Go.
And that is spelled how?
It's called traffic, T-R-A-F-F-I-C. Traffic ticket for driving, or fell to the ground in front of work.
Spell the store you went to.
Come and Go.
How do you spell that?
You don't know how to spell come? I do.
Oh, there's multiple.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell them.
This one, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong,
Jim. That's not part of the game here, but go ahead.
I believe there's a store called the Come and Go. It's K-U-M and go.
All right.
I believe you're right. It's
so
a strip joint.
So it's legit.
A strip joint in Iowa.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be the false story, my man.
The Come and Go?
Absolutely.
It's your dinner you're betting there. Come and Go, fell in front of work, or what was the third again?
Traffic ticket for driving. Last 72 hours. Three things happened. Which one is not true?
You didn't go to Iowa, my man.
All right. And then what else?
I would know if he fell.
He did go to Iowa. He did the UIC at Drake game. So he absolutely was in Iowa.
Ooh, ooh.
Go Flames!
But here's the problem with his story. I got this. Did you say that the traffic ticket happened in Iowa?
Didn't say. Say I got a traffic ticket for driving. Last 72 hours.
Okay, because he took the bus to Iowa. He did not drive.
Last 72 hours.
Now,
what is this guy, Michael Jordan? He took the bus?
He did.
Good for you, Hoodie.
Hoodie rides the bus. That's the 30 for 30 that's coming out. Like Jordan rides the bus. The come and go, he would have to have gone there with the team. I know they stopped and got smoothies along the way, but not at the come and go. They wouldn't have those there.
Take your time, guys. Hurry up, please.
All right, I'm going to let you, Jim, you make the pick.
I don't think you've been to the come and go.
Hoodie?
Jim, is that your final answer?
That is my final answer.
Okay. So, I will tell the story in a moment about me falling on the ground in front of work yesterday. That is true. And also, went to a place called the Come and Go in Des Moines. That's a grocery store across from the Marriott. So I went there, yes.
Harper, I knew that you would have gone there. I told you, Jim.
My bad. I thought it was a strip joint.
Come and Go. I've been to the Come and Go. K-U-M and Go.
Well, think about how I was wildly disappointed because I dressed in a robe for the occasion and slippers. And I go in there, and they're just selling me, beans. And a Slurpee.
That's it.
And I was very disappointed because I had everything going. I had myself, a little baby oil ready to go. And I go in, and the guy's like, can I help you? It's like, yeah, I'm here for the come and go. And I was wildly disappointed, Cap.
Yeah, no.
That it was not the place. And I'm like, and they're all over the place in Des Moines, by the way.
Right, it's like a 7-Eleven.
I'm like, come and go, of all names. Like, there's like, it's like three of them within the arena there, the arena in Des Moines.
In the Knapp Center.
The Knapp Center.
Yeah.
It's just like, come and go there, the come and go there, come and go.
Right. K-U-M.
But I was expecting something else, and so I was disappointed in that regard. Then, of course, yesterday, Cap, it's Bears talk, Charlie, so we don't get a chance to get to these stories. So yesterday, Cap, you know the entrance that we go into. It's early in the morning. We just try to get in the building, right?
Correct.
I told you this is where the stars go, quote unquote, the star door on the right as we come in. Cap, I make that right turn. We see Mark in the security thing, right?
In the security shed outside.
Hey, Mark. Hey, Cap, J.R., that Tom Brady, huh?
So yeah, it sounds like Joey.
Yeah, so there's Mark, right? All right, have a good day, Mark. Hey, how about that Tom Brady? All right, got to go. And so I'm walking, right? I make that right turn. Cap, there's two pigeons standing next to the door because it was cold yesterday. It's been cold. They're trying to stand there probably for warmth. I make that right turn, and they fly up into my face. I go, oh, I'm off balance. I fall to the ground.
This was before yesterday's show?
Yes.
How did we not know this?
We had to talk Bears. So Cap, I fall on my left side, right? Cap, my wrist, my arm. I fall down. Hat flies off almost in a cartoonish fashion. I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, I'm an old man falling down on the ground. I'm not afraid of pigeons, but just like they flew up because they saw me coming and they flew up into my face.
Say, I can't believe he didn't tell us this.
Now, here's the thing about that, right? The city pigeon is not afraid of anything.
No.
They do not mess, especially at this intersection. These pigeons are egregious.
They do, Charlie, you can come up 2 inches from their tail, and they'll just walk a little faster. Just be like,
you ain't scared of me. Can I get a dollar?
The ones on the train that hang out on the platform, they'll be 3 inches from the train and won't move as the train comes
by.
Well,
yeah, if you're driving through the city and there's a flock of pigeons in front of you, you have to stop and honk or they will not move.
We are beholden to the pigeon.
I think so.
They run the town.
They were just up there chilling like a bum, right there in the corner, and they just flew up in my face, Cap. I'm falling backwards, down to the ground.
And down you go.
Yeah, and just hat falling off. I'm like, I just had to laugh at myself, like, this is ridiculous.
And this was before you did TV yesterday.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, I was a huge fan of that band growing up.
The Pigeons?
Flock of Pigeons.
Mm-hmm. Part of Yacht Rock, probably.
Flock of Pigeons, a really good band.
I figured that.
By the way, you're come
not,
and go.
And by the way, you're not even concerned about if I'm okay, but go ahead.
I know you're okay.
You don't know if I've got any injuries, any sustained injuries.
I saw you just strutting in. There's a guy out here that works with Roz. Hoodie just struts right.
Good morning.
Now Hoodie tenses up anytime he sees a pigeon.
I think I will, man. Tell me about that come and go.
400 stores in 11 states, primarily in its home state of Iowa. Headquartered in West Des Moines, Iowa, there are 400 come and go. K-U-M and go.
Yeah. Still disappointing. It's misleading, quite frankly. I thought I was getting something else out of it, Shay.
False advertising.
It is.
A class action lawsuit you can join.
Absolutely. There's no reason for that. Just like my Facebook check. I should be able to get something for that. If I come in there with just my bathrobe and my slippers, I should get something happy.
Comeandgo.com.
Yeah. I mean, come on, Cap. You know that's what you expected when you go in there, right? Not just for a Slurpee and, you know, items and chips.
Oh, maybe a Slurpee. Just not the kind that you would usually get at a gas station.
Just wanted a little something there, right?
Pretty good.
I was very disappointed in that.
Yes.
What is the proper drive-through etiquette? The proper drive-through etiquette. We'll talk about that coming up next. Shout or no shout at 8 o'clock. A lot on the Cubs and White Sox coming up in a half hour from now. Stay tuned to Chicago's Home for Sports. Cap'n Jay Hood.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap Jay Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
Shot or no shot comes your way at 8 o'clock right here on ESPN 1000. Also, the latest on the Cubs and Sox from the winter meetings and San Diego. Cap and I will be there next year for the winter meetings. We'll be broadcasting live. We'll have a table side by side with Chris Mad Dog Russo, and we'll be able to find out what's going on in the winter meetings. We'll have that scheduled next year.
Danny aware of that?
Yeah, he is now. He's listening. Absolutely.
Let's find out what's going on with the Yankees, all right, and what's going on in the mix. Mets, Verlander, 2 years. We'll have that, and then it's you and I. We'll talk in English about what's going on with the Cubs and the White Sox.
I'm hearing some really interesting stuff. Again, until they get it done, that it means nothing. But they have, as Jed said yesterday to the media, I have offers out to a bunch of players. Mm-hmm. I'm hearing he's been given the green light. So we'll get into it.
All right. Again, shot or no shot at 8 o'clock. Cap, this morning through at the Dunkin', I go to the drive-thru, and you kind of take a peek at the line. All right, how many cars is it? Right, Shay? You go in the line, it's like, okay, is there 4 or 5? Okay, I'll keep driving. We got to get to the station. But if there's 1 or 2, it's like, okay, there's 1 ahead. Okay, I can get there, and this person will be gone, and I'll be able to make my order. So I get there, and I'm about to go be the next person at the drive-thru, and there's a lady comes out of nowhere, steps in, and talks to the lady at the window, says, I'd like to have a coffee and a donut.
Wait, steps in, walks in?
Yes.
She walks into the drive-thru.
Yes, right in front of my car, and places an order. Now, hang on a second. Now, I have a picture. I'll send it to you. The guys have it. Charlie and Shay have it. But the lady steps right in front of my vehicle and makes an order. And I'm just like, hold on a second. You don't have a vehicle, clearly. And should she be behind my vehicle, or can she just butt the line? I think she just bogarted the line. Hold on a second. You're coming off the street and you're making an order. So I got to wait for you? And I've been sitting in line? What's right, what's wrong on that? You make the call on that.
Like if she had said, excuse me, can I?
Yeah.
Go ahead. No problem. But then you think, especially you're in the sit, somebody's trying to get into your car. Like they come up to the window.
Right. That's happened.
Right. It terrified. Like, in today's times, you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know who's most at fault here is the drive-through worker for allowing this to happen?
Yeah. I mean,
go away. Shoot.
Yeah. I mean, but they're encased in glass. They can't make them move. Now, my vehicle, I can make them move. Check your phone, Cap. I can make them move. But is she right or should she be behind me or in front of me? Because I'm like, wait a minute. I've sat here 5 minutes waiting for the line to move. I'm next. And then she swoops right in and places an order.
She shouldn't be there at all. Hoodie, I've tried this. I was very drunk one night in my early 20s.
Yes.
And I was on a bike, and I rode a bike through the McDonald's drive-thru lane, and I went up to the window. Now, you need something metal, which is why I had the bike, because it's magnet-activated. That's mm-hmm. how the speaker starts.
Mm-hmm.
So they start coming through. They're talking to me, and then they look on the camera and see I'm on a bicycle. They go, can't serve you. Get out. I said, well, can I walk up? No. You've got to be in a car. You can't do it otherwise.
See, I've done this.
Inside's closed.
I've done this successfully at a Dairy Queen before. Now, I didn't cut anybody, but I walked up right to the thing, and they gave me, you know, my food.
Hold on a second. Now, was there any cars around in the drive-thru?
I don't remember. This was back when I still lived in Oregon, but yeah. There may have been.
Okay, Cap, what's that? So what do you? Now, I sent you the picture. You see this,
yeah,
right?
I do.
The lady just steps right in. Hold on a second. I'm in the car trying to get to work. Shouldn't she be behind me?
Yes.
Or should she be? Oh, here's a better question. Should she be served if she's not in the vehicle?
Probably not.
Doors are closed, by the way. This is 5:05 this morning.
So they're not open for her to go in?
No.
It's cold. She wants a cup of coffee. She's paying with cash, I can see, too.
You see this, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Should she be served? I don't think so. Sorry.
Probably not.
That's why guys make McDonald's.
Now but
they should have a sign up.
Is the drive-thru the only thing open? Like, can she go into the into the Dunkin'?
No, it's closed. It's locked.
Then you know what?
That's a factor.
Yeah, but then you know what? If the lobby's closed, foot traffic's closed. Sorry. Figure something else out. Get in a car or get out. Hoodie, what you should have done, you should have pulled up just close enough that you're not hitting her,
yeah,
but you're right on her leg, right?
I'm not touching you.
And then you just lay on the horn until she gets out of the way.
How about that, Cap? Just lay on the horn. Get her out of the way. How about that, Cap?
Give her a quick scare.
Like she's
then
one of those
you become
pigeons.
The jerk.
Move.
You become the jerk then.
But it's my turn. I'm Skip Bayless now. It's my turn, Shep. It's my turn. It was my turn.
I get it. I mean, let her get her. I would have a sign up. You must be in a vehicle.
Yeah.
To get served. Excuse me, can I get a couple? Nope.
Yeah, because someone off the street just step right in there.
Well, I would think their insurance company would be like, no, 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 no.
Right.
We're not paying out claims for people getting hit in the drive-thru because they walked up.
Yeah, I don't know. It surprised me because she just comes out of nowhere, and I'm like, wait, I'm the next person. If you're going to get in line, be in line when there's no cars that's there. When there's no cars, now that should be your turn. I'll give her that much, but stepping right in front of me, no shot.
It's the cutting in line that I think is the most egregious part of this.
Yeah, like she didn't say, excuse me, can I go?
Yeah, no, she did not.
How much more egregious if she's in a car and cuts you off?
Well, that's different because there's no way she could. You can't get to the front of the line there. It's usually, you know, like a curb or something, that's right?
Yeah, it's a hell of a trick.
Sounds like you got a level playing field if you're both in a car, though.
It's true.
It's a race now. Shot or no shot, 2 minutes on Chicago's Home for Sports.